Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. It is 16 March. It is Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. You did something good for yourself and someone else, and you just enjoyed. I laid out in the sun. I got a sunburn. March 15th, I got a sunburn? Are you kidding me? Oh, well, that's life in these states, isn't it? Well, you haven't heard the craziest news yet. Oh, my goodness. Hold on to your seatbelt. I am not kidding you. Remember the story about the Secret Service? Secret Service guys went to a retirement party, got drunk, decided that the best thing they could think of, or the most fun thing they could think of, was get in a government car and go to the White House and knock down barricades and then run over a bomb investigation. That's the story we were told on Friday. Well, the story changed. Are you being lied to and taken as being really super stupid? Are we? Yes. That's because they think we don't think, that is. Unreal. And now, if the Ferguson investigation wasn't strange enough on the two police officers that were wounded and seriously ill, as we were told right after they were wounded and discharged 8 hours later, that story changes. It's a little bit hard to accept, I have to tell you. And can you believe all of these 15-year-old kids who are supposedly going to help ISIS? Now, what 15-year-old kid, 16, 17, I don't care, goes to a travel agency and says, I'd like a ticket to Turkey, $1,500, and they come up with it? Really? Really? Are we supposed to believe that ISIS is just taking away all of our young men, especially from Minnesota, because they have such a large Somali population? They're all attracted to ISIS. I mean, listeners, this stuff is absolutely crazy. What's not so crazy, but is so horrible, is the hurricane that hit the, it was a 5 in Vanuatu. Oh my gosh. I wonder if the United States is going to go there with George Bush and Bill Clinton and help them out in Vanuatu the way they helped them out in Haiti and stole all their money from them. Big news coming from Matthias Chang. He says it is hot off the press, serious stuff we need to be aware of. I'm not liking that, and I will tell you that a little bit later. Netanyahu's election is Tuesday. Do you think he will win, or do you think it'll be just another sort of stooge in his place? That's because all of the leaders are stooges that are put in place by the powers that be. Venezuela thinks United States might be after them. And if you drive a rental car, guess who might have been taking your picture and recording everything in the Hertz vehicle? Hertz, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever rent that car, just wave at the camera. Can you believe that? I'd like to know how the number of Hertz rented vehicles will drop after that. And we have today a guest that's going to be joining us in the third hour, whose book, Doug Breathour emailed me and just told me that Bruce Schneer just made the New York Times bestseller list with his book, Data and Goliath. Data and Goliath. And if you are ever depressed over how they are recording us, hey, this book will do it to you, I guarantee. Joseph Meyer will be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour. The latest update on the money forecast, on the market forecast. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Joyce Riley here and the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world and trying to keep a sane approach to the world. If you're watching television, it's kind of full of, oh, we are so stupid news. Where do they get this stuff? My goodness, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I want to just start off and show you how crazy it is. With this story, it was supposed to be a news story, about the two guys in Washington, D.C., who went to a retirement party, got drunk, got in a government car, drove it over to the White House, knocked down barricades, and ran over a bomb investigation. That was the story. And they're not sticking to it. What did they do on Saturday? I mean, first of all, the question among all of us that do think clearly is, why would they release that story? And oh, by the way, it happened on the 4th of March. And the FBI director was not notified. Or the Secret Service director was not notified. And we're supposed to buy that story. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just absolutely crazy. So what happens on Saturday? They kind of like retract it. Kind of? They say instead, you know that story regarding the two guys that were Secret Service employees? Well, They weren't really drunk. They only had one drink. They didn't drive into the barricades. They only tapped it. They didn't offer them a blood test or deny a blood test. And there was not a real bomb investigation going on. Other than that, the story holds. What? Why the manipulation? Why the whiplash for the people? What are they trying to do? Because now, either they're trying to deny that anything happened, or they're trying to confuse the American public and put out psychobabble. And all of the above can be true, of course. It just doesn't make any sense. And then they drop the story. And then it's kind of like, ooh, nothing really happened. Moving on now to the next ridiculous story. It's absolutely crazy. All right. I got an email from Matthias Chang saying Russia is truly a problem. And Russia may be looking at war with the United States. Or, even more so, United States may be looking at war with Russia. Is that a possibility? Well, Putin has supposedly not been seen for 11 days. I guess with all of our snooping equipment, they are able to keep track of that and figure out if or where he is. I love it the way they're bringing on people on TV that are experts on Putin saying, well, he may be at his summer house, or his girlfriend, who is a gymnast in the Olympics, maybe delivering a baby by Putin. Really? Anyway, it's kind of unclear what is happening with respect to Russia, but I do think there's more going on than we're aware of. And we're going to talk to Joseph Meyer in the next hour about the markets and what might be going on, what might be taking place with Russia. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of disinformation. And all of this stuff is by design to keep us really, I think, number one, in limbo, and number two, in a position of inactivity to where we don't do anything, don't shout anything, don't scream anything from the rooftops. We just are. Kind of like inertia. Putin, according to RT, is in a film on Crimea. U.S. masterminds behind the Ukraine coup helped train the radicals. Ukrainian armed coup was organized from Washington, Putin stated in an interview for a new documentary that aired Sunday. The Americans tried to hide behind the Europeans, but Moscow saw through the trick. And so did Power Hour listeners. A lot of people have seen through that trick of try and blame Putin. Russia also was going to provide $13.75 million as part of the first IMF loan for Ukraine. The Bank of Russia will deliver the payment on March 13th. Well, that's a little bit behind, isn't it? Or did deliver the payment on March 13th. U.S. accuses Iraq's military of war crimes, but continues to support ISIS. Brandon Turbeville says that with the recent and largely successful battle for Tikrit, conducted by the Iraqi security forces combating Western-backed ISIS fighters who have controlled the city for some time, Iraq has been, once again, they forced itself into the brief headlines of international media, yet the subsequent claims of war crimes committed by these security forces have also found their way into the public discussion, most notably in the West. ISIS, now this is the gruesome video of the week, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ready for that. I don't look at these and really haven't in the past. ISIS, in the gruesome video of the week, executes 9 spies for betraying the religion of Allah. And that, by the way, is the second gruesome video this week. They supposedly executed 9 men for allegedly being spies in an unknown location in the Middle East. Each man is forced to give an interview before they murder him, in which they admit to spying on the terror group's location, movement, and armament. Do we know what to believe? No, we don't. I'm telling you what the prevailing host of information is that's coming from the quote-unquote mainstream or big guy media. Remember those statues that we laughed about when Gary Franchi was here and Josh last Friday? We laughed about those statues that were being destroyed. And I said, those are plaster of Paris. And Gary Franchi said, with rods in them. And back in what? Whatever BC or AD, they didn't put rods in statues. Well, guess what? Another, oh my goodness, it was a lie story. The ancient statues that Islamic State militants smashed in Mosul on camera last month have been proven to be exact replicas of precious artifacts of Iraqi heritage. They were replicas, ladies and gentlemen, put out there for your consumption. Now, see, the average person, though, only watches that and says, oh my goodness, they are destroying all those antiquities. The Power Hour listener says, that is such a farce. That's plaster of Paris with rods down the middle of them. Anyway, the real masterpieces of antiquity are said to be in Baghdad. Those were copies. And CNN didn't know enough, or Fox didn't know enough to tell you that those were replicas, because they can't tell plaster of Paris with rods in them? No, they can't, or they're not supposed to tell you that. They were supposed to tell you, oh, it's so horrible. They are destroying antiquities. The originals are all present and accounted for, said the Baghdad Museum director. Mosul's exiled governor, Athil Nuwafi, said that while many of the destroyed items were not originals, there were real ones demolished afterward. Oh, so we're going to continue on with that story of the fake statues. Listeners, I mean, it's just, why do we even cover the news? Why do I even tell you these stories, which either tomorrow they're going to tell you, no, that really wasn't true. But you got the premise and you understood the news story from the day it was given to you. And then the next day, CNN cannot independently verify. Fox News cannot independently verify. How many times have I heard that lately? It's all phony. They might as well just say, it's all phony, and we're going to say we can't verify it, because that sounds a whole lot better than saying, this stuff is just junk. Venezuela, though, is conducting military exercises, claiming they are afraid of the United States. Soldiers rolled out shoulder-fired missiles, fighter planes, and armored trucks Saturday for the first of 10 days of military exercises that the president of the socialist-governed, got to throw that in there, Venezuela says, are needed to protect against a looming threat from the United States. So they're socialist, that's bad. And we're a democracy, that's good. So we really need to go and just tromp over anybody who's not like us. As nearly 100,000 members of the armed forces began conducting exercises across the country, Venezuela's government got support from South American nations, which criticized the U.S. for the way that it imposed sanctions on the Venezuelan leaders. The United States goes around just posing sanctions on anybody and everybody we choose. And in the stupid news category, but there's a whole lot of it, though. You can't really pick which is the best, because it all is. Sensitive data from around 170 major companies, including the UK's Atomic Weapons Establishment and Lockheed Martin, might be compromised. Don't you love the word might? After British telecom web traffic was accidentally rerouted through Ukraine. In other words, UK's nuclear weapons web data was routed through Ukraine. Oh, we are so stupid. The hijacking of the companies took place over a 90-minute period on Thursday, while many British telecom customers experienced diverted traffic for 5 days starting from Saturday, DYN, Internet Performance Company, said in a report. Oh, we are so stupid. We'll be back after this 4 minute break. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Stadtmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, wanting to know what the real news is, not the fluffy stuff they put on TV. So disconcerting. I just want to remind you all, it looks like the Power Hour is not going to be able to be at the upcoming expo, but I want to encourage you all to go there. The Lebanon Expo is something to see if you've never been there. And I know a lot of people have to drive a long ways to get there, but it is really, really nice to go and be amongst people that you can talk to that know what you're talking about. Then when you talk about ISIS, they actually know who it is. And they know it's controlled by the United States government. So I'm going to encourage you to go to the expo in Lebanon coming up the end of this month. Saturday and Sunday, the end of this month. Okay, getting back to the news. UK police condemned for using stop and search powers on 300 children aged under five. Nearly 300 children under the age of five have been stopped and searched by the police in the last 5 years. Officers across the UK have been condemned for using their powers to stop and search toddlers on suspicion of a host of offenses, including drug or knife crime, possession of weapons, and terrorism. Police can stop and search children under the Police and Criminal Evidence Act of 1984. Does that have a familiar ring to it? Which states that there is no requirement for an adult to be present during the search of those under 10. Really? What a nice world we live in, don't you think? And if you live in Canada, you have a problem. Your freedom is in jeopardy again. Thousands rally across Canada because of this new anti-terror law. Thousands of demonstrators are uniting across Canada to take action against proposed anti-terrorism legislation. It's a bill known as C-51, which would expand the powers of police and the nation's spy agency, especially when it comes to detaining terror suspects. Beware. Danger, red flags when they say a new law that's an anti-terrorism law. Danger, red flags for sure. Did you hear that there are more people coming to the United States for Ebola? 10. The first of a group of 10 American aid workers who may have come in contact with the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone, were evacuated on Saturday. Now, wait a second. Why? Why are they bringing them here? They don't have Ebola, or maybe they're hoping they will, or maybe they're wanting to use them for research, but it doesn't make any sense, does it? Anyway, they're the largest group of Americans to have returned home over years of exposure to the virus. And just for your knowledge, remember there have been 11 people that have already been treated in the United States and 2 that have died. 11. Didn't hear about a few of those other ones, did you? John Kerry says he wants the U.S. to negotiate with Assad. The State Department denies it. U.S. Secretary of State appeared to say on CBS News, appeared to say, either he did it or he didn't say it on CBS News, but did he appear to say? Think about that. On CBS News that America has to negotiate with Syria's president about a political transition of the war-torn country, but later the State Department clarified that John Kerry wasn't referring to Bashar al-Assad. Really? Who was he referring to? But to get the Assad regime to negotiate, we're going to have to make it clear to him that there was a determination by everybody to seek that political outcome and change his calculation about negotiating. Now, if you can figure out what that means, you're better than I. Kerry added that U.S. and some other countries were trying to restart talks on the resolution of the conflict in Syria, which has now entered its fifth year. Of course, they want Assad out of there. Israeli foreign minister vows to defeat Hamas in Gaza and execute extremists after election. Extremists, I think, are the people that want to save their homes and families and live. Anyway, the goal of Israel's Yisrael Beitenu party after the upcoming general election is to end terrorism by defeating Hamas in the Gaza Strip and executing criminals. In other words, just kill them all and let God sort them out. Wow. Netanyahu election tomorrow? I wonder if he's going to lose, as a lot of people are predicting. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I'm going to get to Paul Craig Roberts' article in just a second. He has knocked it out of the ballpark again, so has Robert David Steele. In a statement that he made, if you haven't seen this, check it out at the email blast or in the Power Hour news section. Intelligence officer Robert David Steele, who is a 20-year Marine Corps infantry and intelligence officer, second-ranking civilian in the U.S. Marine Corps intelligence, says, are you ready for this? Every single terrorist attack in the U.S. was a false flag attack, or it was egged on by the government. There you have it. Could not agree more. And yeah, buddy. Robert David Steele says, every single terrorist incident we have had has been a false flag. Or it's been an informant who is pushing it for the FBI. In fact, he says, we now have citizens taking out restraining orders against FBI informants that are trying to incite terrorism. So, who is creating terrorism overseas? The real terrorist, of course, the U.S., which is behind all of that in their puppet UK. And at home, who are the terrorists?
Yeah.
You got it. It's the United States government again. Trying to push you into the idea that there's so much terrorism here at home. Those lone wolf guys. He says, ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. He says every single terrorist attack. Now, who's guilty of the crimes in this country? And what do they want to do? They want to get you on some white-collar crime because you didn't fill out your taxes correctly and send you to prison for a few years. Or if you support creationism, send you to prison for life. Well, they're doing all the criminal activities. I mean, the real bad ones. Paul Craig Roberts, I must give him a lot of credit for this one, says that CNN is beating the drums of war, and boy, are they. President George W. Bush's National Security Advisor, Condi Rice, warned Americans that Saddam Hussein's non-existent weapons of mass destruction could result in a mushroom cloud going up over an American city. Remember that one? No such threat existed. But today, a very real threat over all American cities, and the National Security Advisor doesn't notice. And what is that? War. Creating the idea of war. And I got this email from Matthias Chang, who, as you may or may not know, is an attorney in Malaysia, high-level government attorney at the time when he was, before he retired. And he is saying, beware what's going to happen with Russia. That if something doesn't happen soon, there's going to be a war with Russia. Well, let me go back to what Paul Craig Roberts is saying. Washington, now, let's look at the facts, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, in CNN's propaganda shows, especially Wolf Blitzer, he's really sort of like their chief propagandist. Let's look at the facts. What has the United States done over the last few years? Washington and its UK puppet has spent the entirety of the 21st century creating death and destruction. Seven countries have been invaded, bombed, or droned in order to spread democracy. And yes, I must not like my country if I'm willing to say these things. No, it's the truth, listeners. You know it. Iraq has been destroyed. Afghanistan's been destroyed. Libya has been destroyed under false pretenses. And so has Somalia. And now we're supposed to believe that the young men who are of Somali descent that live in Minnesota are going to be going to Turkey, age 15, with $1,500, to serve in ISIS. Really? I don't think so. Syria has nearly been destroyed. Pakistan and Yemen are politically and socially destabilized by incessant U.S. air attacks. The democratic elected governments of Honduras and Ukraine have been overthrown by U.S. coup. Venezuela is next in line. Get ready, Venezuela. They know what's about to come their way because they have, you know, socialist government. We must go and take care of that and put in our most undemocratic society there. Governments of Honduras and Ukraine have been overthrown by U.S. coups. Venezuela is next in line with Bolivia, Ecuador, Argentina, and Brazil waiting their turn. According to Paul Craig Roberts, Washington has given the world 14 years of brutal and inhumane war. Isn't that enough? Washington, he says, and their prostitutes have lost their humanity. They have become agents of evil. If mushroom clouds appear, the responsibility will lie with Wolf Blitzer, CNN, and the prostitutes who beat the drums of war. Now remember, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was Assistant Secretary for the Treasury for Economic Policy and Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal. He was columnist for Business Week, Scripps, Howard News Service. He's been around. He knows from whence he speaks, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just go over this real quickly again. I think it bears repeating. Children, listen to this. If you don't understand what's going on in your world and why everybody's being killed in other countries, well, there's a reason. It's because the United States attacks other countries. Seven countries have been invaded, bombed, or droned in order to spread democracy. Iraq is destroyed, Afghanistan, Libya, Somalia, and almost all of Syria. Pakistan and Yemen are politically and socially destabilized by incessant U.S. air attacks. The democratic elected governments of Honduras and Ukraine have been overthrown by U.S. coups. Venezuela is next in line with Bolivia, Ecuador, Argentina, and Brazil. And so, what happens when you do all that? You get the Nobel Peace Prize. Because nobody's smart enough to realize that we're really killing people and not saving them and not giving them peace, because peace is war and war is peace. Thank you, CNN. All you have to do is watch. I think Wolf Blitzer's on now, 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon. And it is like leading the witness all the time. It's like, okay, what are our bullet points for misinformation or disinformation or agenda, propaganda? And Wolf Blitzer does it. You ought to watch it sometime. I mean, seriously, it is brilliant the way they're doing this. The CIA, according to Zero Hedge, gave Al-Qaeda $1 million. And what was the money used for? Think about that. $1 million. So I am hoping that you are getting ready to prepare your taxes to belly up to the IRS bar on April 15th, and do your part so we can give more money to ISIS to provide more facade and make you believe there is terrorism so you will get scared and give more money on time. As the U.S. and the key stakeholders in the Middle East debate the best way to leverage the fight against ISIS in the service of a larger geopolitical agenda, New York Times piece that's just out today serves as a reminder of just how pervasive examples of Western foreign policy blowback have become. The Times reports some $1 million in cash was funneled to the Afghan government by the CIA, and it ended up in the hands of Al-Qaeda. After consulting with bin Laden, he promptly used the money to purchase weapons. Really? Bin Laden that died in 2001? Really? Well, this happened in the spring of 2010, but you're not supposed to question that bin Laden was involved in this, because he really didn't die in 2001. In the spring of 2010, Afghan officials struck a deal to free an Afghan diplomat held hostage by Al-Qaeda, but the price was steep, $5 million. Senior security officials were scrambling to come up with the money. They first turned to a secret fund that the CIA bankrolled with monthly cash deliveries. Thank you for poppies. Deliveries that went to the presidential palace in Kabul, according to several. Now, you have to understand, that's why we were allowed in Afghanistan to blow up this man's country in the guise of terrorist. This president says, sure, you can blow up my country. It's just my poor people anyway out there and their homes or caves or whatever they lived in. If you give me enough money, I will give you the poppies. The Afghan government, they said, had already squirreled away $1 million from that fund. And within weeks, the money and $4 million were provided from other countries and was handed over to Al-Qaeda, replenishing its coffers after a relentless CIA campaign of drone strikes in Pakistan had decimated the militant network's upper ranks. God bless us with a good amount of money this month, so said Mr. Abd al-Rahman, the group's general manager. He wrote in a letter to Osama bin Laden in June 2010, yeah, you bet, noting that the cash would be used for weapons and other operational needs. So that's just another way of telling you the United States supports Al-Qaeda. And do you think that name is not by design? A-L-C-I-A-D-A? D-U-H is what it should be. This appears to be further proof that in addition to funding insurgents on purpose when it suits Washington's foreign policy agenda, the agency also funds such groups accidentally, even as they... accidentally. Don't you love that? You never get any food, money or food accidentally from the government, do you? Even as they simultaneously spend billions in taxpayer dollars firing hellfire missiles from the stratosphere in a failed attempt to destroy the very weapons they had just inadvertently bought. The CIA's contribution to Al-Qaeda's bottom line, though, was no well-laid trap. Just another in a long list of examples how the United States, largely because of poor oversight and loose financial controls, has sometimes inadvertently financed the very militants it is financing. I love that. Or fighting. I love that. We inadvertently finance the bad guys, the terrorists. Inadvertently. We didn't mean to. Oh, we made a mistake. Oh, we are so stupid. Listeners, please understand. You know, there are people that just don't understand what we have to say and think we're crazy. And meanwhile, they don't remember all those stories like the CIA continued dropping off bags of cash, ranging each time from a few hundred thousand to more than $1 million at the presidential palace every month to President Hamid Karzai so that we could blow up his country and kill his people. He didn't care. What kind of leader says, sure, United States, come on in. Let's have dinner while they bomb my country. The money was used to buy the loyalty of warlords, legislators, and other prominent and potentially troublesome Afghans, helping the palace finance a vast patronage network that was Karzai's power base. Now, Karzai's gone, but does it make any difference? His heir apparent is there. Oh, we are so stupid. We gave them $5 million. Well, we gave them one, and other people ponied up. Who? Northrop Grumman? Oh, by the way, did you see a commercial? Have you been seeing this? If you watch television, have you seen the commercial on Northrop Grumman? Remember I told you they were having CSX train commercials on TV? Sort of like, well, the next time I transport cars and cars of materials, I'm going to use CSX. Really? Why are you putting that on TV? John DiNardo thinks it's to get us used to the transportation of people in trains, if you get my drift. Well, anyway, there was a commercial for Northrop Grumman, and it was just incredible. First of all, they have this picture of, looks like a B-1 stealth bomber. So they got this picture of this bomber in a hangar, and they have this pilot walking up to the aircraft. And then it says, creating the most unique planes in the world, Northrop Grumman. Yeah, the next time I need a fighter plane or a killer plane, I'm going to call Northrop Grumman. I mean, really, why? Why do they do that commercial on TV? What's behind Northrop Grumman or any of the other big war production companies? Why do they do commercials? I mean, like they're trying to impress a senator or a congressman to give money to them? No. Anyway, moving on. Do you know that the United Nations has now ripped the United States for being the only nation to sentence kids to life in prison? Think about that one. Citizens are furious at Obama after Valerie Jarrett was linked to the email leak. And, oh, Hillary Clinton is doing her usual damage control. Oh, I didn't know. I mean, I was doing everything according to the law. I did everything right. How dare you? Yeah. Remember Whitewater? Do you guys remember Whitewater? Check it out. And an arrest is being made of the shooting of the Ferguson police officers. Okay. Here we go again with another hard-to-believe story. This 20-year-old kid now has admitted, yeah, I shot those police officers, but I didn't mean to do it. Oh, really? Now, this is clever. Okay, what was supposedly the story last week was two police officers were shot in serious condition, though they were discharged 8 hours later. One with a shot under the eye, another in the shoulder that went out the back. Discharged 8 hours later. We'll talk about that after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and thinking outside the proverbial cage, which we are really, really good at here at the Power Hour. Now, there is this story of the two cops that were shot in Ferguson. One in the cheek, or one right below the eye, and the other one in the shoulder that went out the back. Discharged 8 hours later, which I don't care. That's really amazing that two people can be shot and they were in serious condition, they said, after they were shot and discharged 8 hours later. Didn't even spend the whole night. Well, they spent, left the next morning, I think around 10 a.m. Okay, this is kind of a creepy story because we can't figure out really if this guy did it or not. But supposedly, here's the story now. A 20-year-old has now admitted, yeah, I did it, but I didn't mean to shoot police officers. Really? And it's a 40 cal that shot him. Or 40 millimeter. Somebody help me out here. 40 millimeter or 40 cal. I don't want to get this wrong because I don't know weapons. But I would like to know if you think that this was possible. So remember, we were told by the police that it came from on the hill, which is up behind the police department, and which makes you wonder what guy is going to go kill police officers and do it behind the police officer, or near the police department. And now we've learned that it was from the street or in the protesters. These two guys were shot. Now, wait a minute. They showed us a trajectory on Friday from CNN, and now they've changed it again. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about this, but I do think it's really bizarre. I think there's something very strange about this story, especially that the guy would just go, yeah, I did it. I did it. But I didn't mean to hit the police officers. That's the story. Anyway, Robert McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecutor, said 20-year-old Jeffrey Williams told authorities he was firing at someone with whom he had a dispute, not at the police officers. He's charged with two counts of first-degree assault, one count of firing a weapon from a vehicle, and three counts of armed criminal action. And they said he may get life in prison for that. Well, I bet you he will, too. It doesn't make any sense, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we'll move on from that story. NASA scientist warns California has 1 year of water left. Uh-oh. They were 34 million acre feet below normal in 2014. And that loss is nearly 1.5 times the capacity of Lake Mead. Uh-oh. Not good. 1.5 million Pennsylvanians live within a half mile of evacuation zone of rail lines carrying volatile crude oil. And bankrupt Detroit is still paying for fluoride, even though the water is shut down. Now that makes a lot of sense. And General Mills is sued for dumping 15,000 gallons of cancer chemicals in the water. Are you eating General Mills? Why? I would say that's a good reason to say no. Thank you. No, thank you. Will not eat your junk. And a superintendent confirms Common Core's Pearson spying on kids' social media accounts. More reasons to say no to Common Core. And in the email blast is make your own 10 herbal tea blends that you can grow in your garden. How to make herbal teas and how to grow them in your garden. What to grow in your garden. And there's a video of cannabis eating cancer cells, ladies and gentlemen. Also, that there's 24,000 chemicals that may be tainting your bottled water. When we come back from the break, you know those pallets, those wooden pallets? Guess what? Here's an idea. We'll be right back. 1 minute, 10 seconds.